On the program this afternoon, we'll talk with Kelly Lester. She appears in the upcoming production at Penobscot Theater of The Spitfire Grill. Can't wait to talk to her. She's right here in studio, for goodness sakes. Barry Newport here as well from Penobscot Theater Company. From the Top Gun Entrepreneur Program, Emma Wilson and Melissa Green of the EcoVita Company stop by. Bruce is here with Sports Lit 101. We'll talk with author Steve Almond about a fantastic and incredibly depressing book called Bad Stories, What the Hell Just Happened to Our Country. We all been wondering that. Later in the program, Andy Hart of Patriots Football Weekly, Kyle Draper of NBC Sports Boston, Alan Adams of The Main Edge, just back from his Jeopardy audition in New York City. We'll get the lowdown on that from Al coming up later this afternoon. And some great stuff ahead the rest of the week. Tomorrow, voice of the Patriots, Bob Soucy, author Robert Kurson, talks Apollo 8, 50 years ago, the first flight to the moon. His new book is entitled Rocket Men. Jen Shepard from Improv Acadia in with us tomorrow. Friday on the show, so excited about this, legendary children's television producer Marty Croft will explain to us what the hell was going on with H.R. Puffin stuff. That's coming up on Friday's show. And next week, wow, man, what a big week. Mark Duplass back on with us to talk about the new book he's written with his brother Jay called, interestingly enough, perfectly enough, Like Brothers. And our friend Curtis Armstrong from, Revenge of the Nerds, Risky Business, on and on. Back on the show, he's got a new book out as well and is going to talk a little Beatles with us like he always does. Some of the things coming up here. Oh, and astronaut Terry Virts joining us next week, but not from space, from London. But that's close. A lot of things going on. But we begin this afternoon right out of the box. We're joined in studio by very talented folks from Penobscot Theater Company getting ready to open the Spitfire Grill. To my right, artistic director Barry Newport. Hello, Barry. Welcome.
Hi. It's been a while.
I know. Where you been?
I don't know.
Working.
I've been working. Yeah. It was nice to talk to Bruce just now about the last two plays. I'm so glad you came, Bruce. Thanks. Yeah. Very interesting. We're at the end of our season. We've got one more coming up, our surprise seventh show, which is Sheer Madness. I'm getting married this summer.
What? What?
With all kinds of things going on.
Does Magnus know? Well, that's exciting news.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff's going on.
And you've announced next season, which
it's
looks very exciting.
Season. 45 years of Penobscot Theater Company.
My goodness.
Yeah. Next year's we're opening with The Graduate, and we are closing with the main premiere of Fun Home, 5-time Tony Award-winning Fun Home, and the main premiere. We have the main premiere of Elf for Christmas. And all kinds of fun stuff in between. We're bringing back Danielle Kennedy from L.A., who was in August Osage County, for a very funny show called Ripcord. It's going to be a great season. Laura Hodes is coming back, starring with Libby in Honky Tonk Laundry, which is playing for a month next February. Yeah, and I'm working on what our New Year's Eve show is right now.
And people would be wise to reach out to the theater, 942-3333, or PenobscotTheater.org, or just stop into the box office and get a subscription for next season.
Yeah, it's unless you want to spend money. Some people just want to spend full price on tickets. It's amazing.
Don't understand those people at all. So that's Barry Newport. You know her, to my left, starring in the Spitfire Grill. Kelly Lester joining us in studio. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Rich. It's lovely to be here.
Well,
thank you.
Wonderful to have you here with us. Now, I mentioned you'll be playing, I don't think I did mention the part, you'll be playing the part of Hannah
in
the Spitfire Grill. Tell us a little bit about her.
Well, I have to talk like this. I have to get my Hannah on. My crusty old lady. she's a little older than I am in real life, but she is a Spitfire.
For anybody who doesn't know, I know, Bruce, you love the book. Yeah, so for anybody who doesn't know, can you give us the basic plot of Spitfire Grill?
The basic plot is a young woman gets out of jail. She's had a tough life, and she ends up in a very small town. Now, this is not a real town. It's called Gilead, Wisconsin. And when I first got cast in the show, I Googled Gilead multiple times. I need to know everything about Gilead, Wisconsin. And it found out that it was a, imaginary town, and it could be a small town anywhere, which is amazing because people who live in small towns, people who want to live in small towns, it brings them home, and it really appeals to everyone. And it's a beautiful, beautiful show about new beginnings and fresh starts. And it has the richest score. It's bluegrass folk, and it just, I mean, it just washes over you in the best of all possible ways.
And almost 80% of the story is sung.
Yes. Yes. I mean, you know, as soon as people start talking, they sooner start singing. It's amazing.
Yeah.
What drew you to the show?
Well, first of all, the music is absolutely beautiful. And I mean, to be honest with you, getting cast as an actress, hell yes. So, you know, I was delighted to be invited to come join the cast. Barry called me last year after she saw me sing here with the Bangor Symphony Orchestra, which my brother is the conductor, music director of, and I premiered a piece of his there, and she saw my work, and she invited me to come do Spitfire Grill here. So, of course, I said yes, but I was already familiar with the show, and I was like, yes, you know, it's a very, very uplifting and, you know, very engaging show, and the cast that is assembled and our creative staff are incredible. So,
tell us about them, Barry. Who else is in the cast?
This is directed by Dominic Varney, and I can totally say that all of the plays that Dominic has directed for us have been really, really great. He directed Lumberjacks in Love, Guys on Ice, Hair Frenzy, and now this. And I think I'm leaving something out. But he's staged this beautifully.
He's incredible to work with. He's also an actor. So when you work with an actor who also knows how to direct, I mean, you really get the best of both possible worlds. And our musical director is from New York. His name is Will Schuler, and he's incredible. And I have to say, yesterday we walked onto the set, which was, you know, in pieces all week long. But yesterday the finishing touches got put on, and it's designed by Sean McClelland, and it's absolutely stunning. Like, it took my breath away. It's so intricate, and every little detail, it's so much fun to play on.
Sean last designed It's a Wonderful Life, and he's done a couple of other productions for us. I know Sean from Florida. Everyone else in the cast, the audience will be familiar with, and that's Brian Beck and Heather Libby and Ira Kramer. We're bringing Scott Johnson back. He grew up here, went to Hamden Academy, and was last seen in Guys on Ice. And we have a brand new person on stage, which is this beautiful young woman who auditioned for me last year at our generals, had moved here with her husband, and her name is Elizabeth Flanagan. And boy, can she sing.
Oh
and
my gosh, her voice is magic. Literally, yeah. It's magic.
Totally. I feel very old because I did Scott Johnson's first show at Penobscot Theater. He was just a wee lad, I think, in high school.
Wow.
And he was in, what did we do together? Midsummer Night's Dream in the Shakespeare Festival.
Well, now we're living together.
Yeah, well, see,
we're
there
roommates.
You go.
We're roommates here in Maine.
how he's grown through the years.
He's delightful.
But you mentioned Brian Beck. I didn't recognize her. I saw the picture she posted.
Cut of her hair.
Yeah. That's awesome.
And I love that there's an accordion in the show. So it's a five-piece band. And like Kelly said, it's all like soul-satisfying folk music.
Very much so.
And bluegrass. And we've got two Bangor Symphony Orchestra players in that group, Ryu and Marisa, and this young woman who's an incredible accordion player, and Galen Smith on mandolin.
That's fantastic. Now, I would be remiss if I did not mention a little bit about your background, Kelly, which is that you are the singing CEO.
Can you tell You've us? Been stalking me.
Can you tell us a little bit about Easy Lunchboxes?
Oh my goodness. Oh wow. Easy Lunchboxes. Well, my girls are a little bit older now because I started my business almost 10 years ago, but I was really tired of packing lunches and trying to figure out what to put in their lunch boxes and you know. So anyway, I devised a system how to get out of the kitchen fast. Pack lunches fast. That is my tagline. And who does not want to pack lunches fast and get on with your day? So anyway, long story short, Easy Lunch Boxes are compartmentalized containers that help you do just that. Pack lunches fast. I just came out with 4-compartment snack boxes. So that's my big news of the year. And they've been top sellers on Amazon since 2011, and I'm really proud of it. I mean, I have, you know, hundreds of thousands of Facebook fans and all that stuff, and really and truly, they are just a really easy way to pack meals. And Barry packs her lunch in easy lunch boxes.
So I was thrilled that you
sent me like, for me over there.
Yeah, totally. I use them all the time. I used one today.
So anyway, when I started the company, I thought, you know what? I'm going to put my face out there. I'm going to be the face of the brand. And since I sing and I am also the CEO, clearly, I thought I would make jingles and songs and videos and, you know, things where my face was out there. And I was just going to like do everything I could to get it out in the world and social media. So it all kind of went together with everything I do. I kind of put all of me into all of what I do. And there you have it.
Well, that's wonderful.
I heard that Lucas wrote the jingle.
He did. He absolutely did. And my husband directed our first couple of videos that we did for my EasyLunchboxes.tv channel. And anyway, so we've just done a lot. And then a couple of years ago when one of my daughters was still in high school, her a cappella group in high school, they were phenomenal. And we did a whole Easy Lunchboxes jingle with Lucas's original tune, but turned into an a cappella number. And it's fantastic. You can find that on EasyLunchboxes.com. And thanks for asking.
Kelly Lester with us in studio. We're talking about the Spitfire Grill at Penobscot Theater Company, the historic Bangor Opera House, which is looking so good these days. Preview tonight? No.
Tonight's our Pay What You Can. Ah. So come on down and pay what you can. I can't help but look at this and think of your father, Kelly.
Oh, what are you looking at?
Right?
I don't know what you're looking at.
Isn't it a Star Trek?
Oh, yeah, he did an episode of Star Trek.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice. And your husband is also an actor. You say he's the voice of Robin?
He's the voice of Robin. He's done countless TV, you know, TV shows and film. And I mean, we all just go where the work is, you know, and hopefully the work won't stop coming. So
but your childhood sounds so fascinating to me. I mean, your dad's not, it wasn't just that he was on one episode of Star Trek. He's had a huge career,
500, you know, TV appearances. He started in New York on Broadway, and actually my mom in Summer Stock, she was an actress. So we just have been surrounded by that. I have incredibly, incredibly supportive parents. All my brothers are actors or musicians, and the arts are just part of our lives. And I am sad when I, you know, meet people who are clearly artists but have no family support, you know, and it's part of, I think, who people are inside, whatever your gifts are, whether it's artistic or something else. If you're not supportive, it can be very painful. So I'm very grateful for my parents and their support. And, you know, I know we give our daughters the same kind of support, to the point where it's like, okay, mom, okay, let me go live my life.
Well, we're excited that Barry spotted you. We're grateful that Lucas is here to help lure you to town as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely.
And we look forward to the Spitfire Grill playing for the next 3 weekends.
Yeah, it plays through May 13th, which is, I think, Mother's Day. And it's,
might be.
Or is it?
Well, this is the perfect Mother's Day show.
It's the perfect Mother's Day show.
Yeah. Heartwarming, beautiful show.
Yeah. And you guys sing your hearts out.
We do.
For real.
Literally, when I'm standing there singing my favorite song in the show, I am completely filled with joy. It is the most joyous score, and I love my songs, and so I know the audience will really feel that too.
Well, we look forward to a Penobscot Theater Company. Again, give them a call, 942-3333. Go online, penobscottheater.org, or just stop into the box office, say hello, get your hands on some tickets, and while you're there, get that subscription for next season.
Yeah, do yourself a favor.
Thank you, Barry.
Thanks for having
us.
Thank you, Rich.
Thank you,
Kelly.
Great
to be here. Thank you.